Agrégation interne d'anglais 2013. Épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an oral document twice. After each listening, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your work and prepare your account of the document in English. Here is the document for the first time.
2012 was a year when we began hearing of a lost generation in Europe. Concerns about Europe's younger generation escalated as European unemployment reached a record high, a result of this year's European financial crisis. Nearly 19 million people out of work across the Eurozone, and the hardest hit were those under 25. Nearly a quarter of young Europeans are jobless. We're going to spend a few minutes today looking at the unemployment situation in Europe and how that might change in the new year. Joining us now, NPR's Silvia Pagioli in Rome and NPR's London correspondent Philip Reeves. Both have traveled much of the year reporting on the euro crisis. Welcome to you both.
Hi, Ari.
And we'll start with you, Silvia. The worst economic news from Europe came out of Spain and Greece, where overall unemployment stands around 25%. And among young people, is this right, 60%?
Yes, it's certainly closer to 60 than 50% in Greece and Spain, and it's over 30% in Italy, and it's been growing across southern Europe every month. The major causes, of course, are 3 years of recession worsened by German-dictated draconian austerity measures and rigid labor markets that make it hard to get full-time employment. And behind that is an outdated southern European welfare model that favors older workers, mostly men, with full-time jobs. The mood across southern Europe is really very bleak. Everywhere I've gone, I've heard young people tell me they have no sense of future. And this is the best educated generation ever throughout the region. They don't all react in the same way. In Italy, where there's been a stagnant growth for a decade, there's a sense of fatalism. But in Spain and Greece, we've seen the loudest protests because they've gone from boom to bust much more rapidly than anywhere else.
Any sign of relief or reform from lawmakers in these countries for youth unemployment?
Well, not likely unless there's a sudden and unexpected shift toward economic growth across the southern region of Europe. Meanwhile, the ripple effect will continue as the best educated young seek jobs in the more prosperous north. Already some half million southern Europeans have arrived in Germany this year. Analysts are all warning that youth unemployment is Europe's ticking bomb.
That is the end of the document for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
2012 was a year when we began hearing of a lost generation in Europe. Concerns about Europe's younger generation escalated as European unemployment reached a record high, a result of this year's European financial crisis. Nearly 19 million people out of work across the Eurozone, and the hardest hit were those under 25. Nearly a quarter of young Europeans are jobless. We're going to spend a few minutes today looking at the unemployment situation in Europe and how that might change in the new year. Joining us now, NPR's Silvia Pagioli in Rome and NPR's London correspondent Philip Reeves. Both have traveled much of the year reporting on the euro crisis. Welcome to you both.
Hi,
Ari.
And we'll start with you, Silvia. The worst economic news from Europe came out of Spain and Greece, where overall unemployment stands around 25%. And among young people, is this right, 60%?
Yes, it's certainly closer to 60 than 50% in Greece and Spain, and it's over 30% in Italy, and it's been growing across southern Europe every month. The major causes, of course, are 3 years of recession worsened by German-dictated draconian austerity measures and rigid labor markets that make it hard to get full-time employment. And behind that is an outdated Southern European welfare model that favors older workers, mostly men, with full-time jobs. The mood across Southern Europe is really very bleak. Everywhere I've gone, I've heard young people tell me they have no sense of future. And this is the best educated generation ever throughout the region. They don't all react in the same way. In Italy, where there's been a stagnant growth for a decade, there's a sense of fatalism. But in Spain and Greece, we've seen the loudest protests because they've gone from boom to bust much more rapidly than anywhere else.
Any sign of relief or reform from lawmakers in these countries for youth unemployment?
Well, not likely unless there's a sudden and unexpected shift toward economic growth across the southern region of Europe. Meanwhile, the ripple effect will continue as the best educated young seek jobs in the more prosperous north. Already some half million southern Europeans have arrived in Germany this year. Analysts are all warning that youth unemployment is Europe's ticking bomb.
That is the end of the recording for the second time. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account of the text. That minute is now up and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.